I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. We live in uncertain times. Fear of the unknown corrodes our sense of living well and thrives on our feelings of being out of control. There's a story about a little girl who anxiously tugged at her mother's dress with fear dancing in her big eyes during a horrendous thunderstorm. Tornado warnings flashed on the television screen while her father gathered emergency items and prepared for the worst. Her petite hands had a stranglehold on a barely clothed doll. Over and over again, she shouted her question to her mother over the roar of the wind and driving rain pelting the thin roof of their home. Her mother tried to ignore the frantic questions because she was racing around their small house gathering the family's treasures. They barely had enough time to drag both child and heirlooms into the cellar before the storm hit. The family waited in silence. They huddled together, listening to the storm move over them like a speeding freight train. "Mother," the child pleaded again, "I want to know right now, what is God doing during the storm?" Her mother replied, "God is making the morning." The mother gave her daughter a thought to hold on to during the storm. God is working on tomorrow. Watching and waiting during a storm triggers fears, stress, and anxiety, whether the storm is physical, mental, or emotional. Many times, people and events stir up the atmosphere, producing contrary winds with or without our assistance. Saul's jealousy brewed a storm for young David. Joseph's brothers brewed his storm, ending with his being sold to a passing caravan. The woman caught in adultery storm ended when Jesus told her to go and sin no more. Storms can rearrange our personal and spiritual landscapes without permission. It can sweep clean the environment with frightening violence, uprooting, breaking down, and breaking in. When the storm passes over, the sun shines on a new set of realities. Storms can be painful. Just like the little girl, we need to ask questions. Job asked, "Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb?" Job 3:1. Moses asked God who he should tell Pharaoh sent him. Exodus 3:12. David asked, "How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever?" Psalm 89:46. Jesus asked God, "Why have you forsaken me?" Answers may come through human instruments like a mother who is an experienced storm survivor. It may come from God's word or by divine impartation, whispered in the ear while you're praying, communicating with God. They can shed light, reshaping our perception of the present and helping us endure storms until the new emerges in the future. No one knows the table of contents for tomorrow, but we do know who is in charge of the manuscript. Weeping may endure for a night, but God is preparing our joy for the morning. I'm Vashti McKenzie. Now let's celebrate the joy of this morning. This has been your wake-up call.